بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue our studies of the fifth pillar of Al-Iman, the pillar of Al-Iman, sincere faith and belief in the last day. Al-Iman bil-Yawm al-Akhir, the last day. And this evening we read from one of the works of a great imam, from the imams of the Sunnah, Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyya rahimahullahu ta'ala. He died in the year 751. Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad Ibn Abi Bakr Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala. He has many works, and that which we are reading from is called Uddatu As-Sabirin wa Dhakhiratu As-Shakirin. Uddatu As-Sabirin, any of the supplies and the equipment for the patient, wa Dhakhiratu As-Shakirin, and the provision for the thankful. And if there are certain things in this life that the people who are patient upon obedience, and patient in staying away from disobedience, and those who are patient upon the hardships that they are inflicted with in this life, patient upon the obedience and seeking the pleasure of Allah, there's provision that they need. And likewise, there's provision, those people who are thankful for the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon them, and thankful for all that Allah has given them, especially thankful for the blessing of guidance and the blessing of beneficial knowledge and the blessing to be able to worship Allah upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be thankful for that, and likewise thankful for the rest of the blessings. There are certain supplies and provision that these people they need in order to maintain their journey and to fulfill their trip and to make it to their destination, which is the abode of peace and happiness, the abode of As-Salam, Dar As-Salam, Al-Jannah, Jannatu Adin. Now, so in this book, Ibn Qayyim, he has many chapters from them. He has a chapter he has mentioned, Fi Dhikri Amthiratin Tubayyinu Haqiqata Ad-Dunya. Fi Dhikri Amthiratin Tubayyinu Haqiqata Ad-Dunya. This is a chapter with regards to the mention of parables and examples that clarify the reality of the dunya. And he mentioned 1, 2, 3, 4, many of them, one after another, example after example. And we are reading from Al-Mithal Al-Tasi'ah Ashar. Al-Mithal Al-Tasi'ah Ashar. The 19th parable and example that he has mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and the intent from this is to strike an example in order to understand the reality of this life and the reality of the hereafter. And this example particularly also clarifies the reality of the people in this life as well as the people of the hereafter. And we remember the narration of Ali radiyallahu anhu that we discussed yesterday, irtahalat الدُّنْيَا مُدْبِرَةً وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً, that the dunya is fleeing away from us, and the hereafter it is advancing towards us swiftly. نَمْ وَلِكُلٍ مِنْهُمَا بَنُونَ, and for both of them, the hereafter and the dunya, there are children, and people who are dedicated to those affairs. نَمْ فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, so you should be from the children of the hereafter, any of the people who their main concern and their main goal and intent is the hereafter, and do not be from the people and the children of the dunya. From the children of the dunya. نعم. فاليوم عمل بلا حساب وغدا حساب بلا عمل, because today is the time for action without any reckoning, whether it's good or bad. And likewise, the hereafter, as for tomorrow, then it is the day of reckoning, and there's no time for action. There's no time for action. So he mentions the 19th parable and example, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says, Malikun, the example of a king. Malikun ikhtatta madinatan fi asahil mawadi' wa ahsaniha hawa'an. The example of a king who has built a city has designed and plotted and planned out a city in the best of all places, and an area that has the most beautiful air and purest and cleanest air. وأكثر مياهها وشق أنهارها وغرس أشجارها. And the king, he also has brought there much water, many different types of water, and he has divided and split the rivers inside of the city, and he has planted trees, many trees, for the city. And this is an example that we want to imagine in our minds to understand this reality. And the scholars, they mention بضرب الأمثلة يتضح المراد, that by striking examples, the intent becomes clear. It becomes clear. So this is an example of this life. And he's making an example of a king in this life. But we want to understand the reality of this life and the people of this life and the reality of the hereafter and the people of the hereafter. And we even know in these days that there are people, kings and rulers, they're building cities. Even subhanAllah, there are some rulers who have built islands and then brought to those islands waterways and brought to those islands buildings and trees and vegetation and made those from the most beautiful islands. And they never existed before. Rather, they built them and they brought and plotted and planned and brought sand and dirt into the ocean and built islands. So this is something that is well known today that we can see and understand. That there, here the example is a king. He has designed and he has built a city in the best of all places. In the best of all places. Naam, and it has the most beautiful and pure and sound air. So he has brought much water there, and he has split and he has divided the rivers there, and he has planted many, many trees there. وَقَالَ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ And he said to the citizens under his authority. He said to the citizens under his command and under his authority, تَسَابَقُوا إِلَىٰ أَحْسَنَ الْأَمَاكِنِ فِيهَا There's going to be a race. You should race. Race one another and compete to the best places in the city. So he built the city, and this is the example of the city, or this is the description of the city, the best place, the best air, trees and rivers, and a beautiful place and a beautiful land. And now he's telling the people that you should race there. And whoever gets there first, then he has the best spot. Then he has the best spot. فَمَنْ سَبَقَ إِلَى مَكَانٍ فُهُوَ لَهُ So whoever is the first to get to a place in the city, then that place is for him. Then that place is for him. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ سَبَقَهُ النَّاسُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ وَأَخَذُوا مَنَازِلَهُمْ وَتَبَوَّأُوا مَسَاكِنَهُمْ Now, and whoever falls behind, then the people, they will precede him to the city, and they will take their places, and they will take their residences there. وَبَقِيَ مَعَ أَصْحَابِ الْحَصَرَاتِ And the one who does not hasten, but rather he falls behind, this will happen to him, the people will take his place. And then in the end, he's going to be very remorseful, and he's going to be sad, and he's going to have much grief that he did not take advantage of advancing and hastening to this good. So then he says, Rahimahullah, وَنَصَبَ لَهُمْ مَيْدَانَ السِّبَاقِ So the king, he has set up now for them a racing track. And they're going to race to the city, but there's a track and there's a field that they're racing on. وَجَعَلَ عَلَى الْمَيْدَانِ شَجَرَةً كَبِيرَةً لَهَا ظِلٌ مَدِيدٌ وَتَحْتَهَا مِيَاهٌ جَارِيَةٌ He said, Rahimahullah, and the king, he has encouraged them to race to the city. And then he has set up them a track to race on in a field, and for racing, and for the competition. And he has encouraged them and mentioned that whoever gets there first, they will be the first one to have that place as they like, they choose. And whoever delays and falls behind, then maybe he will find that the people have preceded him and taken all the places and he has nothing left. And then he will be sad and in grief. So he has set up for them a course for them to race on. And on that course, he has placed a great tree in the middle, on the track. Not in the beginning, on the track, he has placed a great tree that has much shade, and it has running water under the tree. A great tree, not a small tree, a great and beautiful tree. On the racetrack, on the way to the city, on the way to the city of the king. And under the tree, there is much water that is running, and it's very nice. He says, وَفِي الشَّجَرَةِ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْفَوَاكِهِ وعليها الطيور العجيبة الأسود. And on that tree, there are many different types of fruits. And likewise, in the tree, there are amazing birds with beautiful voices and sounds, chirping. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ And the king, he said to them, لَا تَغْتَرُّوا بِهَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ وَذِلِّهَا Do not be deceived by this tree and its shade. فَعَنْ قَلِيلٌ تُجْتَثُ مِنْ أَصْلِهَا Because very soon it will be stripped and it will be ripped from its roots. وَيَذْهَبُ ظِلُّهَا And its shade will go away. وَيَنْقَطِعُ ثَمُرُهَا And likewise the fruits of that tree will be cut off. وَتَمُوتُ أَطْيَارُهَا And the birds in the tree, they will die. وَأَمَّا مَدِينَةُ الْمَلِكِ فَأُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ وَذِلُّهَا مَدِيدٌ وَنَعِيمُهَا سَرْمَدٌ He said, as for the city of the king, then its fruits are constant, and its shade is vast and wide, and the delight inside that city is eternal and never ends. وَفِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنَ رَعْتِ And inside the city of the king, there is that which no eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنْ سَمِعَتْ And no ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ And it has not even crossed the mind of a human being. It has not even crossed the mind of the human being. This is the example of Nuqaym. He's making a king. And this is the issue here. He has a city. And he has encouraged the people to come to the city in this manner. On the path, he has set for them a course to compete in order to reach that city. But on that path and on that course, on that track to the city, there's a great, great tree. Beautiful tree. Beautiful tree with much shade and running water beneath it. And birds, beautiful different types. And many fruits on the tree and the likes. But he warned the people not to be deceived by the tree. And don't forget the main goal. And that is to get to the city of the king. Because soon that tree is going to be stripped from its roots. And the birds are going to die in the tree. And the fruits are going to go away and dry up. And likewise the water beneath it. As for the city of the king, then it's long-lasting. Then it's long-lasting, so do not be deceived. Now, so he says, رَحِمَهُ فَسَمِعَ النَّاسُ بِهَا فَخَرَجُوا فِي طَلَبِهَا عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ So the people, they heard about this city, they heard about what the king has announced, and they all left out seeking this reward and seeking their places in that city, and he's striving to get there, falling on their faces and hastening so much. And he make an example, falling on their faces, meaning that they left off diligently, and they left off in a hurry, and they left off with much seriousness and jid and determination to get to the city of the king. فَمَرُّوا فِي طَرِيقِهِمْ بِتِلْكَ الشَّجَرَةِ عَلَى أَثْرِ تَعْبٍ وَنَصَبٍ وَحَرٍ وَظَمَأٍ So as they leave out in this manner, they're competing and racing, and they're on the path and on the track and going down the course. Huh? And on their path there, they pass by that tree. On their way to the city of the king, they pass by that tree that has been mentioned. Whenever they pass by the tree, they pass by and they are truly affected from the heat and the likes, and they're tired. They're affected from the heat, and likewise they're thirsty, and they have been racing in competition on the racetrack and on this path and the likes like this, and they're tired and they're very thirsty. And whenever they get to the tree, this is their state. فَنَزَلُوا كُلُّهُمْ تَحْتَهَا So all of them, they take a break and they descend and relax and rest under the shade in the tree. وَاسْتَظَلُوا بِظِلِّهَا And they take rest under the shade. وَذَاقُوا حَلَاوَةَ ثَمَرِهَا And they taste the sweetness of the fruits of that tree. وَسَمِعُوا نَغَمَاتِ أَطْيَارِهَا And they listened and they heard the beautiful tones and the chirps of the birds of that tree. فَقِيلَ لَهُمْ So it was said to them now. إِنَّمَا نَزَلْتُمْ تَحْتَهَا لِتَحْمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُضَمِّرُوا مَرَاكِبَكُمْ لِلسِّبَاقِ Somebody now has said to them, reminding them, that you only took a break here, you only came here as a rest stop, so that you can protect yourself, and you can regain your strength, and likewise you can allow your animal, your riding animals also to gain strength and to take provision, yani to get back on the course.
فَتْهَيَّعُوا لِلْرُكُوبِ وَكُونُوا عَلَى أُهْبَةٍ. That you have to get ready to ride. We're not staying here forever. This place is not our residence. We're just taking a stop and a break here. And we're benefiting from this place, and we're taking some provision in order to get to our destination. So get ready to leave. فَإِذَا صَاحَ النَّفِيرُ ابْتَدَرْتُمْ حَلْبَةَ السِّبَاقِ. So whenever the person calls, then you should hasten and race back to the track. You should hasten and race and strive to get back to the course on the path to the city of the king. Now he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, and we pay attention, he says, فَقَالَ الْأَكْثَرُونَ. So the majority of the people, they say at this time, كَيْفَ نَدْعُ هَذَا الظِّلَّ الظَّلِيلُ. How do you expect us to leave all this beautiful shade? It's all nice here. And we've been tired, we're on the track, we're on the course, we're going through hardship and difficulty, we're thirsty, we're hungry, and now we get to the tree. We're under the tree, we got lots of shade. Everything is good here, everything is nice, we're relaxing, and they don't want to leave, the majority. فَقَالَ الْأَكْثَرُونَ كَيْفَ نَدْعُ هَذَا الظِّلَّ الظَّلِيلَ وَالْمَاءَ السَّلْسَبِيلَ وَفَاكِهَةَ النَّضِيجَةَ وَالدَّعَةَ وَالرَّاحَةَ وَنَقْتَحِمُ هَذِهِ الْحَلْبَةَ فِي الْحَرِّ وَالْغُبَارِ وَالتَّعَبِ وَالنَّصَبِ وَالسَّفَرِ الْبَعِيدِ وَالْمَفَازَ الْمُعَطِّشَةَ الَّتِي تَتَقَطَّعُ فِيهَا الْأَعْنَاقُ. They're saying to themselves, the majority of the people, the majority of the people. And benefit here, we should not be deceived by the majority of the people. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَقِيلُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The majority of the people do not understand, nor do they know, and nor do they show thanks. So the majority is not a proof. This is the point. So the majority of the people, they say, how can we leave this widespread shade and this sweet fresh water? And how can we leave all these ripe fruits and all of this nice relaxation? And we're going to hasten and throw ourselves into the racetrack and delve into this racetrack in the heat and in the dirt and in the dust and in this hardship and difficulty and this long, far away journey and travel and this journey that will cause us to become so thirsty and to be parched, and that which the necks of the camels are broken. And the Arabs, they would say that if it's a far, far, far journey, يعني تتقطعوا فيه أعناق الإبل, يعني that is so far that the even the necks of the animals will break, of the camels. It's an example or a parable that they will make. And this is what they're saying. And how are you going to get back on this track? How are we going to leave this nice area? It's so beautiful, it's so nice. We're and relaxing, the fruits are fresh, everything is ripe, the water is sweet, we have shade, we have comfort, we're all good. And you want us to get back on the track? You want us to get back on the race course where it's hot, where it's dirty and dusty and it's difficult and there's much hardship and it's a long, long journey and we don't even know, and it makes you parched and so thirsty? I mean, this is something that is hard for them to comprehend. So they say, وَكَيْفَ نَبِيعُ الْنَقْدَ الْحَاضِرُ بِالنَّسِيَةِ الْغَائِبَةِ إِلَى الْأَجْلِ الْبَعِيدِ. This is their shubha, and this is their misconception. He said, how can we sell some cash, and how could we trade in some cash that is present right now for some unknown price that is far away and long off? And how can we trade in the good that we have now and we see it in our hands for something that is promised tomorrow? That's what they're claiming. وَنَتْرُكُ مَا نَرَاهُ لِمَا لَا نَرَاهُ. And we're going to leave something that we can see, and it's some delight that we can see now for something we can't even see. وَذُرَّةُ الْمَنْقُودَةِ فِي الْيَدِ أَوْلَى مِنْ دُرَّةٍ مَوْعُودَةٍ بَعْدَ غَدٍ. They said a small amount of cash and wealth in the hand right now is more rightful than some promised far off pearls that will come tomorrow. خُذْ مَا تَرَاهُ وَدَعْ شَيْئًا سَمِعْتَ بِهِ. This is the shubha, the majority of the people. Take that which you see right now and leave all that stuff that you heard about. And that's what they say, أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And these are stories of the ancients, tales of those who have preceded. That's what they claim. Leave all this stuff that you heard about and take what you see right now. They say, وَنَحْنُ بَنُوا الْيَوْمِ. And we are the children of today. And we are the children of today. Ali radiallahu anhu, what did he say? Don't be like that. Don't be the children of today. لَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا الْيَوْمِ لَكِنْ كُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Be the children of tomorrow, the children of the hereafter. Now, but the majority, who are they? They say, نَحْنُ بَنُوا الْيَوْمِ. We're the children of today. وهذا عيش حاضر كيف نتركه لعيش غائب في بلد بعيد لا ندري متى نصل إليه. Say that we have this provision right now. We have this provision right now that's present in front of us. How do you expect us to leave that for some unknown and unseen provision that's supposed to be in a far off land? We don't even know when we're going to get there. This is their shubha. So now we see, what does Ibn Qayyim say? Rahimahullah. وَنَهَضَ مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ وَاحِدٌ. And out of every 1,000, one of them stood up. Out of every 1,000 of these people, one of them stood up. There's a narration about this. Inshallah, we will discuss some of the details. Now we just read the story. وَنَهَضَ مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ وَاحِدٌ. And from every 1,000 individuals, only one of them stood up, ready to go. فَقَالُوا وَاللَّهِ مَا مُقَامُنَا فِي ظِلٍ زَائِلٍ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ قَدَّنَا قَلْؤُهَا. They said, out of one from every 1,000, they stand up and they said, by Allah, this is not our residence. This is not our home. We're not supposed to stay here forever. This is not our residence underneath this shade that's going away. Underneath a tree that is very soon it's going to be stripped up from its roots. وانقطاع ثمرها, and likewise its fruits are about to be gone. وموت طيورها, and likewise the birds are about to die from this tree. And then this tree is about to go away, and all of the benefit it has likewise is about to go away. They realize that. وَتَرْكُ الْمُسَابَقَةِ إِلَى ظِلَّ الظَّلِيلِ الَّذِي لَا يَزُولُ وَالْعَيْشِ الْهَنِيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَنْقَطِعُ. إلا من عجز العجز. Now he said, who is going to leave that? How are we going to leave that? And then leave off racing to the long lasting shade that never goes away, and to the beautiful life and provision that will never stop and never end. This is something that only fools would do. Only the helpless and the fools would do. وَهَلْ يَلِيقُ بِالْمُسَافِرِ إِذِ اسْتَرَاحَ تَحْتَ ظِلٍ أَنْ يَضْرِبَ خَبَاءَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَيَتَّخِذَهُ وَطَنَهُ خَشْيَةَ التَّأْذِي بِالْحَرِّ وَالْبَرْدِ. And they said, is it befitting for the traveler to rest and take a break on his travel underneath some shade and then set up his tent and make camp there and take it as his home and residence because he's afraid that he's going to be harmed from some heat or from some cold? And the one who is traveling and he's on his way to his homeland and he takes a break in the rest stop, for example, then is it befitting for him to set up home there and to take his house at the rest stop and to leave off his destination and striving to get back home to his family? No, this doesn't make sense. Rather, the rest stop is made just for a break. He takes a break, he gets some provision, he gets something to eat, he replenishes his energy, maybe he takes a nap and gets something to drink and some water and the likes like this, takes some provision with him, and he leaves the rest stop and he heads for his destination. This is what makes sense. وَهَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسْفَهُ. He said, is this anything except for the most ignorant and foolish of the foolish things? I mean, that somebody would take the rest stop as their home and they're traveling on their way back to their home and their family. And then they say like this, السباقة, السباقة, البدار, البدار, the race, hasten, get back onto the track, get back on the track, يعني get back on the straight path, يا أخي. Don't be negligent. السباقة, السباقة, البدار, البدار. نعم. And then he says now, رحمه الله تعالى, حكم المنية في البرية جاري, ما هذه الدنيا بدار قراري, قضوا ماربكم سراعا, إنما أعماركم سفر من الأسفار, وتراكضوا خير السباق وبادروا أن تسترد فإنهن عواري, ودعوا الإقامة تحت ظل زائل, أنتم على سفر بهذه الدار, من يرجو طيب العيش فيها إنما يبني الرجاء على شفير هاري, والعيش كل العيش بعد فراقها في دار أهل السبك أكرم داري. الله أكبر. He says, رحمه الله تعالى, these beautiful lines of poetry, Ibn Qayyim. He says, حكم المنية في البرية جاري, the ruling of death is occurring and flows to all of the people.
the whole creation, all of mankind, they're going to die. The ruling of death will not miss any of them. ما هذه الدنيا بداري قراري. This dunya, this worldly life is not the place of residence, and we will not stay here forever. قضوا مآربكم سراعا إنما أعماركم سفر من الأسفار. Destroy and leave off all your hopes in this life quickly, because your lives are nothing but a journey from the journeys. Your lives are nothing but a travel from the travels. Each one of us is a traveler, and we're traveling. Our life is a journey to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then what does he say? وَتَرَاكَضُوا خَيْلَ السِّبَاقِ وَبَادِرُوا. And hasten and ride on the horses in the racetrack, yani the stallions, and hasten to that. And تُسْتَرَدَّ فَإِنَّهُنَّ عَوَارِي. Because they will be taken back. Meaning your lives, they are only alone. Your lives are nothing but a safar, min al-asfar. So you have to hasten, get on the track, get on the course. Because those lives, there are nothing except a loan for you. They're going to be taken back. Allah gave, this is a loan for us. Naam, we have to give it back. Our soul is going back to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We're going back to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. دعوا لقامة تحت ظل زائل. Leave off trying to reside and remain forever inside of under some shade that's going away quickly. أنتم على سفر بهذه الدار. Because you people are on a journey leaving this life. من يرجو طيب العيش فيها إنما يبني الرجاء على شفير هاري. Whoever hopes to have the best life in this life all the time, then he is building his hopes on the pit, on the edge of a pit and a great cliff. والعيش كل العيش بعد فراقها. And the life, the true life, it is after leaving this life. في دار أهل السبق أكرم داري. In the abode of the people, those who race, the people of competition, yani the people who are racing and competing. وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَسَابِقُوا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded the people to hasten and to race to His forgiveness, and to race to His paradise, and to compete to His paradise, and to race one another in the competition. فَلِذَلِكَ فَلِيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, and for His jannah, and for His mercy, let the people compete and race. Nam, and this life is not going to last. He says, فَاقْتَحَمُوا. And this is what the people are saying to the people under the tree. All of the people under the tree are like, man, we're going to stay here. Going, get back on the racetrack. Are you serious? It's hot out there. It's hard out there. And that's the case. Being obedient to Allah and steadfast upon the straight path is difficult. It's hard. It's hardships. الجنة حفت بالمكاره. The paradise is covered and surrounded by hardship and difficulty. Huh? So that means in order to get there, you have to go through the hardship and difficulty. That's a very great benefit. In order to get there, if the Jannah is covered by hardship, surrounded by hardship and difficulty, the only way to get there is to go through it. وَحُفَّتْ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And the fire is surrounded by desires and whims. So whoever delves head first into the desires and whims, then whenever he gets on the other side, that's what he will find. The fire. يَذَنْ بِاللَّهِ. So now the people, now Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَاقْتَحَمُوا حَلْبَةَ السِّبَاقِ. So they just, these people here, they gave them advice, and they're like, man, this is not the place to stay. And they reminded them, they get ready, we're all going to die. We're just on a journey, get ready. Our lives are alone. Allah is going to take them back soon. So then what did they do? فَاقْتَحَمُوا حَلْبَةَ السِّبَاقِ. They dove on the racetrack, and he jumping into the racetrack head first. وَلَمْ يَسْتَوْحِشُوا مِنْ قِلَةِ الرِّفَاقِ. And they did not, they were not lonesome neither from having only a few companions. If you're going to be on the straight path, maybe in this life you have a few companions. But you should always remember, my noble brother and sister, that the best of those companions, هُمْ أَلَّذِينَ أَنَعْمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الصِّدِّقِينَ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. وَحَسُنَ, the Prophet, he's your companion on this path. He's the leader of the path, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the rest of them, and Abu Bakr, and Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, and Ibn Mas'ud, and Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhum jami'an, and the righteous and the pious, this is their path. We're on the path with them if we're on the straight path. So we shouldn't be lonely. We should remember them. Remember Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he was on that path. That's his path. He was on the path of the righteous. So we have company, but we just don't see them like this in this manner. So we should not be lonesome if we're alone on the path. Or we only have a few companions that we can trust and rely upon. traversing the path with us.
ساروا في ظهور العزائم ولم تأخذهم في سيرهم لومة اللائم والمتخلف ومتخلف في ظل شجرة النائم.
Now he says here that they headed straight to the path, and they were not lonesome by only finding a few companions, and they traversed that path right directly, and they were riding on strong determination. And what carried them? What carried them on this path and to go through this hardship and this difficulty and to strive to the pleasure of Allah? They had determination.
نَمْ وَسَارُوا فِي ظُهُورِ الْعَزَائِمِ.
And the poet, what does he say?
عَلَى قَدْرِ أَهْلِ الْأَزْمِ تَأْتِي الْعَزَائِمُ وَتَأْتِي عَلَى قَدْرِ الْكِرَامِ الْمَكَارِمُ وَتَكْبُرُ فِي عَيْنِ الصَّغِيرِ صِغَارُهَا وَتَسْقُرُ فِي عَيْنِ الْعَظِيمِ الْعَظَائِمُ.
The person who is big and he has high hopes and he has a heart. He's a man, he has a heart. He's a woman, a sunniya, salafiyya. Or a rajul al-salafi, a muti' li-rabbihi. Al-mustaqim, ala sirat al-mustaqim. He has a heart. He has a strong heart. And maybe something seems major, but in his mind it's easy because Allah makes it easy for him. Because Allah makes it easy for her. So they're able to conquer great feats and great hardships. They face them directly. And they overcome them by the permission of Allah because they have their determination. They want the pleasure of Allah. They want the pleasure of Allah.
وَلَمْ تَأْخُذْهُمْ فِي سَيْرِهِمْ لَوْمَ تُلَائِمْ.
And the blame of the blamers, they're not worried about that in their path. They're on their path and they're on their way and they're not worried about what the blamers say. Because the people, they blame them and they find fault with them, and this is the way. And the people who are steadfast upon the straight path, then the people will find fault with them. Even some of them will harm them. Even some of them will harm them.
وَالْمُتَخَلِّفُ فِي ظِلِّ السَّجْرِ النَّائِمِ.
And as for the people who stay back with the tree, then what are they doing? Sleeping. Sleeping. And this is the case of the people of the dunya. It's as if they're sleeping. They're awake and they're going around, but they're sleeping. They're sleeping on the reality. They're in ghafla, in a state of heedlessness, that their lives are likewise loans to them and they're going to be taken back soon. And that there is going to be taken back soon.
حُكْمُ الْمَنِيَّةِ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ جَارِي مَا هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا بِدَارِ قَرَارِ قَضُّوا مَعَارِبَكُمْ سِرَاءً إِنَّمَا أَعْمَارُكُمْ سَفَرٌ مِنَ الْأَسْفَارِ وَتَرَاقَضُوا حَيْلَ السِّبَاقِ وَبَادِرُوا أَنْ تُسْتَرَدَّ فَإِنَّهُنَّ
عَوَارِي. فَإِنَّهُنَّ عَوَارِي. They're loans. That your life is nothing but a travel and a journey, أخي. And it's a loan that's been given to you, and soon it will be taken back. And soon it will be taken back.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
The first step in order to be upright and steadfast is to wake up. Is to wake up and to realize this reality. My life is alone. I'm going back to Allah Azza wa Jal. He's going to hold me accountable. And then to repent from what happened before. The one who does that, then he will find his Lord forgiving and merciful, kind and loving. As for the one who persists upon heedlessness and ignorance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wills, He will punish him, iyadhan billah. But the promise of Allah is true. Inna wa'dallahi haqq. Inna wa'dallahi haqq. Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ حَتَّى ذَوَّتْ أَغْصَانُ تِلْكَ الشَّجْرَةُ. What he said, by Allah, it was not even just a short period of time. And then the branches of the tree shriveled up. وَتَسَقَطَتْ أَوْرَاقُهَا. And the leaves of the tree fell. وَانْقَطَعَتْ ثِمَارُهَا. And the fruits were all cut off. وَيَبِسَتْ فُرُؤُهَا. And the branches dried up likewise. وَانْقَطَعَ شُرْبُهَا. And the water was finished. No more drinking. فَقَلَعَهَا. At this time, when the tree is done, فَقَلَعَهَا قَيِّمُهَا مِنْ أَصْلِهَا. The caretaker of the tree stripped it and ripped it up from its roots. It has no benefit anymore.
فَأَصْبَحَ أَهْلُهَا فِي حَرٍّ سَمُومٍ يَتَقَلَّبُونَ.
Now because of this, the people who are under the tree, the people of the tree, the companions of the tree, أهل الدنيا, بنو الدنيا. What happened to him? What happened to them? Now they're in the heat. There's no more tree. There's no more shade. It's all gone. There's no more water. Now they're in the middle of the track. They're in the middle of the course, in the middle of the path, and it's very hot.
وَعَلَمَا فَاتُهُمْ مِنِ الْعَيْشِ فِي ظِلِّهَا يَتَحَسَّرُونَ.
And now they remember what they had from the beautiful life of the tree, and the good that they had from the tree, and that's gone, and all the sots of the birds, and the voices of the birds, and all of the water that they had before, and the different fruits, it's all gone. And now they're in regret about this, and they're in remorse and grief.
ثُمَّ أَحْرَقَهَا قَيِّمُهَا.
And then the caretaker burned the tree. First he stripped it from the ground, now it's laying there, now he burned it. But it's not a small tree, it's a big tree. So when it catches on fire, it's not a small fire, it's a big fire, it's a major fire. فَصَارَتْ هِيَ وَمَا حَوْلَهَا نَارٌ تَلَظَّى. So because of this, the tree and everything around the tree turned into a blazing flame. وَحَاطَتْ بِمَنْ تَحْتَهَا. And it had engulfed the people who were underneath the tree before. فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَحَدٌ الْخُرُوجَ مِنْهَا. And so not one of them was able to leave and get away from the tree. The fire overcame them. فَقَالُوا مَا فَعَلَ الرَّكَبُ. At that time, they remember, what happened to the people who left us? That small group who fled back onto the racetrack. الَّذِينَ اسْتَظَلُوا مَعَنَا تَحْتَ ظِلِّهَا. Those people who took rest and they had provision with us and they benefited from the tree likewise. ثُمَّ رَحُوا وَتَرَكُوا. But they left and they rode away. فَقِيلَ لَهُمْ. It will be said to them, اِرْفَعُوا أَبَصَارَكُمْ. Look up, you will see them. تَرَوْ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. And you will see their statuses and their ranks and their abodes and their homes and residences. فَرَأَوْهُمْ مِنَ الْبُعْدِ فِي قُصُورِ مَدِينَةِ الْمَلِكِ. So they see them from a far, far distance in the palaces of the king, in the city of the king. وغرفها يتمتعون بأنواع اللذات. And they're in the houses, lofty and high, in the city of the king, and they're enjoying all different types of delights. فتضاعفت عليهم الحسرات. And at this time, the people who are under the tree, their grief is multiplied. الله يكون معهم. If we could only be with them. If we can only be with them. Oh, if we can only be with them now. وَزَادَتْ ضَعُوفُهَا بِأَنْ حِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. And now it even has increased and multiplied even more their remorse and their regret and their grief whenever that which has come between their desires and hopes and something has become between them and that which they hope to achieve. وَقِيلَ. And it will be said to him, هَذَا جَزَاءُ الْمُتَخَلِّفِينَ. This is the recompense of those who stay behind. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And he mentioned the verse and he finished it like this. And we did not oppress them, but they used to oppress their own souls. But they used to oppress their own souls. This is a beautiful, beautiful example to ponder over and to think about. And na'udhu billahi that we will be from those who stay behind. Because those who stay behind and they're engulfed in this dunya, then life will end for them in a bad manner. And we ask Allah to give us a good ending. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.